Thank you for coming. My name is Jim Roach, and I run the Business and Industry Association, Hampshire Statewide Chamber of Commerce. A broad coalition of business groups are here today representing a variety of sectors of New Hampshire's economy, including advanced manufacturing, high tech, financial services, retail, hospitality, healthcare, and others, to express unified support to find solutions to two critical New Hampshire business issues: the taxation of distributions from LLCs and partnerships as dividends under New Hampshire's interest and dividend statutes, and the reasonable compensation deduction against the business profits tax. The business groups represented here today are the Greater Concord Chamber of Commerce, Greater Dover Chamber of Commerce, Greater Manchester Chamber of Commerce, Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce, Independent Insurance Agents of New Hampshire, National Federation of Independent Businesses, New Hampshire Automobile Dealers Association, New Hampshire Grocers Association, the New Hampshire High Technology Council, the Lodging and Restaurant Association of New Hampshire, New Hampshire Medical Society, and the New Hampshire Retail Merchants Association. Several trade associations and regional chambers of commerce are intending to speak this morning, and all of us are available for questions from the media. Our message to the legislature and the governor is a simple one: get the job done. As you know, there are several bills in both the House and Senate dealing with these issues, and the BIA has been on record supporting any legislation which repeals last year's efforts to tax distributions from LLCs. Whether the legislature chooses Senate Bill 497, House Bill 1607, or the amendment to Senate Bill 450 as its vehicle for repealing this controversial anti-business tax is unimportant to the BIA, and I suspect many of my colleagues here. What is important is getting the job done. With regard to establishing clear, fair, safe harbors for business to use for calculating their compensation deduction against the business profits tax, we're frankly discouraged by recent developments regarding the fiscal impact of various proposals. Businesses should not be forced to guess what the Department of Revenue Administration will allow. Tax advisors should not have to shrug their shoulders when asked what the DRA will consider reasonable. And the DRA should not be in a position to dictate whatever amount they choose as reasonable compensation in order to meet revenue expectations established by the legislature. The House and Senate have taken different paths to establish safe harbors. Again, our message is, get the job done. The business community is watching these two related issues very closely. And as I said, a number of my colleagues would like to make comments as well. And I'd like to introduce Robin Comstock of the Greater Manchester Chamber of Commerce for a few comments.
Thank you, Jim. So well said. Good morning. Again, my name is Robin Comstock, and I'm pleased to be here on behalf of the Greater Manchester Chamber of Commerce. We're proud to be here today with our fellow business organizations representing thousands of New Hampshire jobs and millions of dollars in commerce. Business organizations do not agree on every issue, and yet I can safely say that we are here today with one message. The legislature needs to restore trust with the business community and bring clarity to our business tax laws, and they need to do it now. We have some suggestions as to how legislators can bring clarity and trust to business. First, the legislature can restore trust by repealing the LLC tax, included in last year's budget. This harmful measure, originally framed as closing a loophole, was passed without the benefit of the normal legislative process or review by the public and business community both, which resulted in a bad public policy that hurts our state's ability to attract new business, while at the same time negatively impacting the very backbone of our economy, the small businesses. 80% of our membership at the Greater Manchester Chamber of Commerce are in fact small business. And the message from our members has been loud and clear: repeal the LLC tax and do it now. Second, the legislature can bring clarity to our business tax laws by enacting meaningful reform on the issue of reasonable compensation. Addressing the issue of reasonable compensation is of critical importance to the business community, as in recent years the state has taken a more aggressive tack in challenging what business owners claim as a compensation deduction. The resulting audits are costly, they're time-consuming, and often provide business owners with no clear answers. If we are to remain a business-friendly state, New Hampshire needs to provide more certainty and clarity to business. We urge the legislature to consider enacting clear and robust safe harbors that businesses can use when determining their reasonable compensation deductions. And as we all know, several pieces of legislation are in process that deal with the LLC tax and reasonable compensation specifically: SB 497, SB 450, and HB 1607. And we encourage the legislature to give all of them careful consideration, in fact, to support them. And because SB 497 is an integrated solution for the two major issues, we particularly favor this bill. Finally, we understand that time constraints and budgetary challenges facing legislators are obstacles. We are equally frustrated as some legislators are at the inability of the state to calculate the physical impact of these reforms. Having a clear picture of the physical impact of these reforms, particularly on an issue of reasonable compensation, is critical to success. As a solution, we suggest that the legislature and the Department of Revenue Administration take advantage of the expertise of the vast number of tax experts and practitioners that are members of our various organizations, many of whom are assembled here today. We would be happy to assist in making these connections. And with that, I'd like to thank you very much for your time. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Kurt Schumann with the Greater Dover Chamber of Commerce is going to make a statement.
Good morning. Kurt Schumann, the Executive Director of the Greater Dover Chamber of Commerce. We support efforts to repeal the LLC tax enacted last year. New Hampshire has always been a state deep in entrepreneurial spirit. The LLC tax threatens new business growth and innovation that has become the hallmark of our state and could hinder job growth and expansion in what has already been categorized as a jobless recovery. We urge our representatives to remember that small business, many of which are LLCs, are the building blocks of the New Hampshire economy and ask them to support the repeal of the LLC tax. Thank you.
Chris Williams with the Greater Nashville Chamber of Commerce is going to make a statement.
Thank you, Jim, and thanks for the opportunity to be a part of this. Now, my name is Chris Williams with the Greater Nashville Chamber of Commerce. At the risk of reiterating what my colleagues have already said, I'll simply make 3 points specifically. Number one, we do very much appreciate the efforts of our governor and our legislature to outright repeal the LLC tax. However, I do want to make the statement that outright repeal of the LLC tax is not enough. We need to make sure that efforts do continue forward and are resolved to actually reform the reasonable compensation. House Bill 1607 and Senate Bill 497 both attempt to do so in different ways. And I agree with my colleague, Ms. Comstock, that the better of the two vehicles is Senate Bill 497, and we strongly encourage our House legislators to give very due diligence and careful attention to that specific bill and pass that out of the House as passed by the Senate. Number two, we believe the Department of Revenue has not been transparent enough in their efforts to come up with the fiscal notes related to that bill. We've been very involved with the working group on that bill when it was in the Senate. And suddenly, over the last couple of weeks, as it went to the House, new numbers were presented to us that had nothing to do with those work sessions. And we call upon the Department of Revenue to be much more transparent than they have been in the very recent past with how the fiscal note has been put together on that bill. Third, we call upon the governor to get more publicly involved in this issue of reasonable compensation. Up till now, he's been very quiet on the reasonable comp, although he has been very public on the LLC tax. We appreciate the governor's experience as a very successful businessman in his own personal past, and we know that he appreciates the clarity and the consistency that businesses need and appreciate here in New Hampshire when doing business. As that successful businessman in his own past, we call upon him to share his experience and insight in terms of that clarity and consistency that is needed and put that to the House and say we do need reforms on behalf of our small business community here in New Hampshire with regard to reasonable comp. Thank you very much for your time.
Dan Bennett with the Automobile Dealers Association.
Thanks. Thank you all for being here. The New Hampshire Automobile Dealers Association represents 550 businesses and over 13,000 employees in the motor vehicle industry in the state of New Hampshire. We've joined with these other New Hampshire organizations because we feel that it is important that our elected representatives understand that the solution to New Hampshire's budget woes is not to heap this burden on the backs of our small businesses. Companies like ours in the automotive industry in New Hampshire are the engine of New Hampshire's economy. Our support of the repeal of the LLC tax and urgent request that the reasonable comp deduction be set at business-friendly levels is simple. It's in the best interest of the state of New Hampshire, its businesses, and its citizens. An example from an NHADA member recently in the auto dealership business I'd like to share with you. He recently had the opportunity to open a new franchise. The uncertainty and fear of the business tax climate in New Hampshire led them to go ahead and incorporate this business. However, they chose to do it in Massachusetts. Part of that sentiment was the future of New Hampshire's business taxes and its uncertainty, but the decision also stemmed from this frustration at having to set aside and write their 2009 LLC checks to the state of New Hampshire. This is New Hampshire's loss on a number of levels, including tax revenue, employment, and spending that would have wound up in the registers of many other related small businesses in the state of New Hampshire. Our association and its businesses hope that the legislative session our elected representatives understand that New Hampshire's businesses should be treated fairly, and that New Hampshire remain not only a great place to live, but also a great place to do business.